Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were busy this past weekend. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison with Grizzly Basketball.
The Grizzlies saw their season, regular season, end Saturday with a loss at Sedalia, which puts the Grizzlies on the road again tomorrow night. The Grizzlies lost at State Fair by a final score of 73-60. They trailed wire to wire. Bad start, main problem. Got behind early, 11-2. Another problem, 17 turnovers to 7 for State Fair. And the other problem was a guy named John Brantner for the Roadrunners, who did his best Larry Bird impression. He was fantastic. He had 25 points. The Roadrunners also got 19 points from Alex Gunnels, their point guard. The Grizzlies had three players in double figures. It was Urji Hanami with 13, 12 apiece from Sean Glass and Ryan Richardson. So the Grizzlies will head right back to Sedalia for the play-in game on Tuesday night. On Saturday, the Grizzlies fall at State Fair by a final of 73-60. With the Grizzlies in North Missouri, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Grizzly baseball team lost all three games over the weekend to Northern Oklahoma, and the Grizzly softball team lost both their games on Sunday to St. Louis Community College. Saturday night, it was district championship games for the girls. Class 2, District 10, Norwood over Fordland, 45-36. In the sectional round, Norwood will play Iberia at Lakeway on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Class 3, District 10, it was Thayer over Licking, 43-36. In the sectional round, Thayer will play Fair Grove at Fair Grove Tuesday, 6 p.m. And the state playoffs for the boys. Class 1, Eminence defeated Bunker in the championship game in Class 1, District 3, 39-35. Eminence will play Chadwick at Eminence tonight at 6 p.m. Class 2, Hartville defeated Norwood in the District 10 championship game. Hartville will now play Eugene at Eugene, 6 p.m. tonight. Class 3, it was Thayer defeating Liberty, 44-34. Thayer will take on Fair Grove at 6 p.m. at Fair Grove. And that is how your sectionals shape up for area boys basketball. St. Louis Cardinals were in action yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday, the Cardinals had an early lead, but a home run tied it for Miami. Miami put together a three-run fifth inning against John King on the way to a 5-3 win over the Cardinals.
Yes, John King was not sharp yesterday. Steven Matz was okay in his start. He went three innings, giving up just one run. Jojo Romero pitched well. Lucan Baker with a two-run home run for the Cardinals late. Got the score a little bit closer, but unfortunately, the Cardinals dropped it 5-3.
Well, Sonny Gray is going to be pitching in our next broadcast coming up on Wednesday. He's done some work on the backfields, and he'll be pitching against Houston.
He's very excited about it. He was sharp in that simulated game, only gave up a hit in three innings, and looking forward to watching Sonny pitch.
Well, the next broadcast will come up Wednesday from the ballpark of the Palm Beaches against the Houston Astros. 11:55 a.m. Central Time will be broadcast time, and indeed, Sonny Gray will be on the mound. But yesterday, Miami hit the Cardinals 9-3 and won 5-3.
This week, classes 4 through 6 will start their district tournaments, and the Lady Zizzers will compete in Class 5, District 6, starting Thursday. Here's how the bracket looks for the first round. Number 1, Marshfield, takes on number 8, Parkview at 4 p.m. Number 4, Webb City, plays number 5, Willard at 5:30. Number 2, Hillcrest, plays number 7, Central, and number 3, West Plains, plays number 6, McDonald County, at 8:30. This year's host site is Willard. And the Class 5 District 6 boys basketball bracket set. Games will be played at Webb City. Number 1, Springfield Central, will take on number 8, McDonald County, at 7 p.m. Number 4, Webb City, will take on number 5, Hillcrest, at 8:30. Number 2, Parkview, plays West Plains at 4 p.m., and this game will air on KDY 102.5. And then number 3, Carl Junction, takes on number 6, Willard, at 5:30. Again, all the games will be played at Webb City starting this Wednesday. Semifinals will be played on Friday, and the championship game will be played a week from today on Monday, March 10th. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.